Elections were held for the Fish and Game Advisory Committee on February 21, 2011. The committee has 15 members and 5 come up for election every year. Committee Secretary David Rack says 4 members returned and 1 member is new.
Alan Reeves was returned, Chris Guggenbichler was returned, Marlon Benedict was returned, Brian Merritt was returned, and John Powell was replaced by Bill Kinnick. And those were the 5 who were up for election this year.
The chairman, Tom Sims, vice chair, Brennan Eagle, and Secretary David Rack all returned. Rack said the committee is working on 3 new proposals pertaining to the Wrangell area and that they're being discussed by the Fish and Game Advisory Committee. Chairman Tom Sims says Thursday evening's meeting is set to formalize proposals they are submitting to the Alaska Board of Fish.
One has to do with the lines in Anita Bay for the terminal harvest area for gillnet and seine. There's a proposal or a couple proposals dealing with sport fish, shrimp and crab bag limits. And one in particular is the one at Anita Bay for a terminal harvest area. And we're trying to expand the terminal area at the head of the bay to try to harvest fish in better shape, because the fish will get to the head of the bay where the fishermen can't catch them, and they'll get old up there, and they'd like to redraw those lines a little bit so they can harvest fish in better quality.
Sim says anyone is welcome to submit a proposal. The deadline for the proposals is April 8th.
Somebody from the public had a proposal that they wanted the advisory committee to endorse. They're certainly welcome to bring that to Thursday evening's meeting. And then, if the committee would take that up and vote it up or down and submit it, we could put our name on it and endorse it. But if we don't, that doesn't mean that that person couldn't submit the proposal on their own.
The meeting is Thursday, March 17th at 7 p.m. at the Fire Hall. The public is invited. For KSTK, I'm Charlotte Duran.